This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So why do you want to learn a new language?
I'll tell you why. Because ¿dónde está el baño? Can be a very important question at times. You know, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. Fast track your language acquisition with immersive lessons designed to teach you to pick up languages in a natural way. I love the fact that I can go from my laptop to my phone to pretty much anywhere and learn the language of my choice. Not to mention, I'm bringing my communication skills to new heights. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, StarTalk Radio listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/starttalk. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/starttalk today. Hey, StarTalk All-Stars might be off the air, but we have an all-new way for you to enjoy the show. Head over to youtube.com/StarTalk All-Stars for free weekly video episodes of the show. You can still listen to all the audio episodes, but we figured you'd like to watch them with your very own eyes. Subscribe to youtube.com/StarTalk All-Stars and hit the bell so you can be notified every time a new video gets published. Thanks to our supporters on Patreon for sponsoring this episode of Star Talk. Join them and listen to every episode with no ads. Go to patreon.com/StarTalkRadio to learn how.
I'm Gary O'Reilly.
And I'm Chuck Nice.
And this is Playing with Science. Today we examine the myth that says only meat-based proteins can fuel elite athletes to the very top of their sport. And yes, you're correct. This is not the hot dog eating show. That may very well be on the launch pad very soon, so keep an eye out.
Did you say launch pad or lunch pad? Maybe I'm just hungry. Maybe I'm hungry.
Maybe.
And bringing the athletes POV is not one, but two world-class athletes who are not to be messed with. We're talking about world record-breaking strongman from Germany, Patrick Baboumian, and super heavyweight Golden Gloves champion boxer and Olympic hopeful Cam F. Awesome. Yes. Yes, he is, if I say so myself.
Yes.
Both of them will be here to tell their amazing stories.
I've got to get to the bottom of that name.
Yeah.
Really?
Cam F. Awesome.
First question, right at the front. Talk me through the name, dude. And giving us the interdisciplinary science of nutrition, which it actually is vegan fitness coach and nutritionist Karina Inkster. Now, here we go, chaps and chapesses. If you are 100% meat-eating athlete and don't care for salad.
Meat.
Totally get it. But if you'd like to hear how to challenge the conventions and your own thinking, then this show most definitely is for you.
All right. And to kick things off, as we promise, he is a world record breaking strong man. If you ever get a chance, check out his videos on YouTube because they are absolutely phenomenal.
They're ridiculous.
They are ridiculous, man.
Yeah. In the nicest possible way.
Yeah.
They are ridiculous.
We're talking about a man who carried over 1,200 pounds about 10 meters, which is insane. That's his world record. It's a pleasure to bring to the show Patrick Baboumian. Patrick, how are you, my friend?
I'm great.
Am I saying your name correctly, Baboumian?
Yeah, Baboumian's perfect.
Okay, Baboumian. Fantastic.
All right. We got a name right.
Yeah, we got a name right. I can't believe it, especially me.
That's a lap of honor at
you
the end of the show.
You know it, right.
All right. Okay, quite simple. What triggered your change from a meat-based diet to vegan.
Yeah.
Because that's a story that really captured my imagination.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, I was a typical strength athlete and bodybuilder and whatnot for 12 years. And like most of the guys in that kind of community, I believed in the superiority of animal protein over plant protein.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I used to eat a lot of meat, and I also had tons of dairy products. Like in my worst kind of days, I had up to 2 gallons of milk a day. So
wow.
It was really, really bad.
Oh, that is bad.
That was because I thought I need the protein from those sources, and that plant sources wouldn't do the job for me, for muscle building and so on. What triggered my change, to answer the question, is at some point I just realized that I was very compassionate towards animals. So I would, rescue animals from the forest. If I would see an injured animal, I would try to help them, get them to the vet and try to do something. And that was a very natural reaction for me. And I was sometimes even, putting a lot of time and energy for instance, once we had a baby raven.
Uh-huh.
And we, we put in like a few months of time trying to help that one bird. And I was just thinking, well, while I'm doing this, I'm eating in that time span, I'm probably eating, like 30 or 50 chicken.
Wow.
How does it make sense, to try to, put time and energy into trying to help one animal, and at the same time, you're basically eating other birds while you're trying to help that one bird?
Well, the answer, Patrick, would be that ravens are not delicious.
You don't know.
This is true. You're right. I'm joking, but go ahead. Continue.
So that's basically when I stopped eating meat. And then now switch forward 6 years later, I was pretty successful as a vegetarian strongman then. I even, got to get the heavyweight national champions title in Germany.
Ah, wow.
So that was in 2011. So this is 6 years after going vegetarian. And once I gained that title, that brought me a lot of, media attention. I was in all kinds of newspapers here in Germany. And at that point, I realized that I was now influencing a lot of other people through media.
Right.
And that's when I made the decision to actually go one step further and go completely vegan. Although in this case now, I wasn't really sure if it would work because, uh-huh. As a vegetarian, I had already learned I was doing great. I was even doing better than when I was eating meat. But I was really not convinced that I could do that on a 100% plant-based diet without any animal products, because I was still, as a vegetarian, having tons of dairy products.
Yeah.
And I sincerely believed that these dairy products and then milk and all that stuff, that was one of the main pillars of my nutrition made everything work for me. So I was really anxious if I could make it work. And I was super surprised once I did it that actually my performance levels even went
let's ask you a question. What timeline have we got from you stopping a meat-based diet, coming into plant-based, coming vegan? How long does it take before you see quantifiable difference in what you can do and how you
question.
Can do it? Is it an overnight thing? Yeah, is it a month, 2 months? Please. Yeah.
When did you wake up and go, wow, being a vegan is awesome? Yeah.
That would be you.
That doesn't happen at all.
Does in Chuck's mind.
Yeah.
Go on, please.
The most important thing is, so this is, again, a very good point that you're making. So a lot of people have this misunderstanding that you go vegan and then automatically something awesome happens to you.
Yeah. Right.
And you become superhuman. And obviously that's bullshit. That doesn't mm-hmm. happen.
Okay.
And that's also one of the reasons that a lot of people think that a lot of the vegan athletes are actually kind of, fake or a fraud or just pretend that it works for them just because they want to influence people. Because they have this misconception that, that we want to tell people veganism is something magical. It isn't. So if you go vegan, you still have to make, you still have to make nutrition work. So you still have to give your body all the nutrients and everything it needs. And the reason that it works better than with animal products is actually pretty simple. If you do it correctly and you give your body everything it needs, what you're really doing is you're taking away a lot of the stuff that is stressing your body, like cholesterol, right, and, you know, other chemicals and also a lot of stuff that negatively affects your microbiome, for instance.
Right.
All that stuff.
A lot of that is in dairy, too. Just let me say, I'm not advocating one way or the other, but from a scientific standpoint, everything you talked about, a lot of your microbiome is adversely affected by dairy. And a lot of the things that you were talking about just right before that, it shows up in inflammation.
Yeah.
And so that's also extremely adverse for anybody, not just athletes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to drop that in. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's 100% what you say. So, and therefore, if you do it correctly and you go vegan, what you basically do is you take all that away, but you still give your body everything it needs. Hmm. So obviously, it's going to do better than before.
So for you, Patrick, how many calories a day are we talking here?
Oh, wait. Let me do this because when I was doing my research on Patrick, I saw this and it freaked me out. So I'm going to give you your own words back right now, Patrick, and then you can and then you tell us exactly what Gary asked, like, what is this? All right? I'm so excited to do this. I don't even know why. 6,000 calories a day, 350 grams of protein a day, 8 meals a day, and 3 hours of training 4 days a week. As a vegan, can you give us an idea how you get 350 grams of protein and 6,000 calories in a day?
One of the things about this is a misconception that a lot of people have what vegan nutrition means. And that's because the first thing you think about vegan nutrition, if you hear it and you're not vegan, is salad, broccoli.
Yeah. Yep.
So obviously stuff that is not calorie dense.
Right.
And if you eat that way, if I would eat that way the whole day, I would just crumble. So that's why I say I have to make sure that I get everything I need to grow. So I need to get the calories and I need to get the protein. Now, it's actually pretty easy if you know what to eat. My most favorite example is peanuts, not because I eat peanuts the whole day, but if you take a look at how calorie dense peanuts are, they're pretty calorie dense.
Yeah, they are.
It's pretty much like meat, but you also have a lot of plant-based fats in it,
right?
Which helps with the calories. But the most important part is you have 25 grams of protein per 100 grams. So a quarter of the weight that you're eating is protein weight.
Right.
So if you eat in a way that you make sure, you know, you eat a lot of legumes, you eat a lot of starches and a lot of stuff that is calorie dense and has enough protein, it's actually pretty easy. You can actually get your calories just as easy with a vegan diet as with animal product-based diet. So you just have to make sure that you eat calorie dense enough.
What is the equivalent of the whey protein that the bodybuilders are all talking about? So if I want to get a plant-based protein and I want it to be the equivalent of whey protein, tell me what to do.
Yeah, so you have two options. You want to make sure that you get a protein that is well-balanced in terms of the amino acid profile. Mm-hmm. So one option you have is you can combine sources to get that. So you take legumes and starches, combine them together, and you get a pretty well-mixed source. That would mean something like, corn protein with soy protein, something like that.
Okay.
Or if you want to have a single source, so you can replace it one by one, I would always take soy because soy is already well balanced out of the box. So most of the time I'm just using a soy protein, but I tend to, from time to time, I use other protein sources too, just because I also eat a lot of soy products and I just want to mix it up a little bit so that it doesn't get too, too one-sided.
But I go back to the point where you start a meat-free diet, you must then go through a number of physical and mental changes, developments. Can you talk us through that? Because there'll be a lot of people, there's one sat right here, who hasn't been through a vegan diet? And therefore, what would it be like for someone listening to this show today if they were to take that course?
Yeah, so what you have to know beforehand is that you're going to, you know, you're changing the way you eat very dramatically.
Yeah.
And that's going to have, you know, in the beginning, it's going to have some negative by effects too, because, you know, your whole digestive system has to accumulate to the new situation. Mm-hmm. So your microbiome is going to change. Yeah. On the long run, it's going to change to the better. But that takes some time. So, and in that time, it can get a little bit awkward. So for me, it was probably the first 2 weeks or so where I felt a little bit, you know, off, and I couldn't really, it's really hard to put it into words because it's just more, you know, literally a gut feeling.
Yes.
So, yeah. So you have to get through that phase,
yeah.
But it just takes, you know, like 2 weeks or so. And I always recommend people to, if they want to try it, to give it 4 weeks, because 4 weeks is pretty much the time that it takes until, you know, all these positive effects kick in. After 4 weeks, most people really, you know, once they experience these things, they're really motivated to stick to it. Because another thing that a lot of people have a problem with, and that I had a problem with, is that it just sounds scary if you, you know, if you make the decision and you think, okay, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. For me, that was a super scary thought, because
yeah.
I love to drink milk. I love chocolate milk. I love so many, you know, dairy-based products.
You were Vegan Athlete of the Year in 2012. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you are now an ambassador, and you have featured in The Game Changers, which is a movie that has the fingerprints of James Cameron on it. Yeah, you're quite humble about this. Please explain more about your involvement in this particular movie.
Yeah, so the thing is, the movie started off as a one-man project by producer James Wilkes.
Mm-hmm.
So James Wilkes is the winner of the Ultimate Fighter. I think it was the 9th edition of the Ultimate Fighter.
Okay.
And he won the whole thing. And then after winning that, so that was pretty much the peak of his career. After winning that, he injured himself. He had a knee injury. And he started, you know, doing a lot of research. And he just basically learned that all of his, you know, all of these ideas that he had, you know, about animal protein and all these things that it's necessary for him, he just learned that it wasn't true. And there was also a different way. So he you know, just tried veganism and you know, did it as an experiment to see how it goes. And it really helped with his recovery, so that he recovered fast. So that made him think it would be a great idea to kind of specifically make a film for guys like him and guys like me who believed in that, you know, meat is, you know, for muscle building and animal protein is the main thing if you want to build strength, to specifically have a documentary that touches those topics. And that was the initial idea. And it was a completely one-man show. So the first time he visited me back then, it was just him, a camera, and we just talked just the way we talk now.
Yeah.
We just talked and trained together, and that was it. I think it is 3 or 4 years ago when James Cameron got involved, and then it went crazy big. So they all came back and we refilmed everything. So if you take a look at the vegan population, what you just basically are going to see is that we have like 75% or something like that female vegans.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is that it seems like women have a much easier time to just make the decision and just go for it. And on the negative side, men just don't get it for some reason. And we think that the reason that's a lot to do with just, you know, cultural ideas are just planted in our heads.
Right.
That, you know, meat eating has something to do with masculinity and with, you know, being a real man.
I'm a man. I eat flesh. Yeah, so,
I mean, it goes back to prehistoric times where we hunt, we gather, we throw sharp objects at big beasts,
mm-hmm.
We wear them, we eat them, we do all that thing, and it defines us. and our way. Yeah, so it's interesting that it's got that depth of connection in our own psyche, and it's still quite prevalent in the thinking today. Are you still competing?
So my last competition was in 2016. After I tore my tricep, I didn't do any competitions after that. So I'm still training. I'm like, you know, maintaining 70-80% of my performance level that I had back then.
All right.
I'm not competing. And also in just a few weeks, I'm going to be 40. So it's kind of, you know, and I started with competitions when I was 14. So I think it's time to give my body.
Yeah,
rest.
I was going
to
say, man, you can't keep up that pace forever. You know what I mean? I'm sure you've probably lost about an inch in height.
It's definitely once you do it. If you measure right after that, you're going to be a bit shorter.
Yeah,
than before.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt.
All right, we got to say goodbye, but with a sad heart, because yeah, it's been brilliant talking to you. Thank you.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you, like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the US on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively FedEx.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, business tripper, or long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. And that's good, because there are a lot of me's. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels feature locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. Hey, that's me. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. That's me, too. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. Hey, that's me, too. I guess I'm just going to have to stay at all of them. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travel comes true.
Hey, remember when we did that show about the science of the golf swing? Well, let's take that to the next level. And that's because PXG has developed the Black Ops driver so golfers don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness. And the science proves it. PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. Now that's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology and you get incredible ball speed that pushes the distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. PXG Black Ops driver. Hit your tee shot straighter and farther. The proof is in the science. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment. Go to pxg.com/startalk and use code startalk at checkout. That's pxg.com/startalk. Use code startalk for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/startalk, code startalk.
Patrick Boobamein.
Boobamein.
Boobamein. Boobamein.
Guy. Doggone it, I can't say it now. Baboomian. Baboomian.
No, no, Patrick's
okay.
Yeah, yes.
Patrick Baboomian.
All right, thank you to you. We are going to take a break. Name I can say is coming up, and a name I don't understand, but Cam F. Awesome will be our next guest. He's a Golden Glove super heavyweight boxer. And if either of us get out of line, we're getting more than just a thick ear. Yeah. Right. We're going to take that break. Cam F. Awesome on the other side. Stick around. Back shortly.
Is your wall empty? Welcome to the club. Does it need to be covered in science? StarTalk is here to help. Go to startalkradio.net/store and choose between our Let's Make America Smart Again poster or our StarTalk Universe poster. Get yours now at startalkradio.net/store.
Welcome back to Playing With Science. I am, of course, Gary O'Reilly, and that, of course, is Mr. Chuck Nice.
That's right.
Plant-based athletes, this is where we are right now. We've spoken with Patrick, and you do his name better justice than I do.
Baboumian.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Strongman,
world record holder.
Now,
Cam. Is this the German dude?
Yeah, that is the German dude.
And that voice.
And the voice that you hear.
Is Cam F. Awesome.
Cam F. Awesome.
Yeah.
That dude's got some killer chops.
Yeah, he's got some killer chops. And by that, he's not talking about his performance skills. He's talking about the actual mutton chops.
Oh, man. He's
trying. Wolverine-esque.
He trimmed them back.
Yeah, he did.
He did. They're no longer
Wolverine.
The size of a small European country.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thanks for being here, man.
Yeah, how do we get to Cam F. Awesome? Where did that name come from, Gary, apart from your imagination?
Gary needs to know the name, man. He loves it.
I think I fit it, but I was called Lemroy Cameron Thompson Jr. It's what I was born. My mom would call me Cameron because I was a junior, not to get me confused with my father. In that situation, you just call the kid Junior. But whatever, they call me Cameron, and I shorten it to Cam because I grew up in the 90s and there was a very relevant rapper that I wanted to be like. So I went by Cameron, and then he no longer became relevant, so I just shortened up to Cam.
All right.
Legally, when I fought, they would have to call me Lemroy, and I wanted to change that. So I went to change my first name, and then I saw there was a section to change your last name, and I was like, same price?
Nice.
All right.
So this is your legal name, Cam F. Awesome.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's cool.
Man.
See, boxing is such a combination of different things. It's power, strength, explosion, and then you got to have the endurance side of the whole thing together. How, as a plant-based athlete, do you manage to get everything you need in your diet to achieve those things?
I think most of it is a product of capitalism. People are just trying to sell you stuff. All of the stuff that, like, you don't need all the protein they're selling you. Like, I know ladies who will, on their 30-minute lunch break, they go for a 27-minute walk and then have a 1,200-calorie protein shake. Like, it doesn't really do anything. You're just taking expensive poops. I don't count protein. I don't count carbs. I don't do any of that. I just kind of eat plant-based foods. Occasionally, I'll splurge and have, like, a vegan burger or the Beyond Burger or the Impossible Burgers are really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not a health nut like that.
Have you found, once you go to this vegan diet, that your actual boxing improved?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
It improved for the first reason why is I have a negative, I don't have a positive relationship with food.
Right.
I love food. My favorite feeling in the world is eating so much until I not only hate myself, I hate everyone around me. And then I go to sleep. I just waddle to the closest place I can sleep. And then I wake up and I eat the rest of the food room temperature. To me, that's the greatest feeling.
We're going to have to get you some new feelings.
That's hilarious.
When you're eating plant-based, like the one of the greatest benefits at first was if I could stop off at McDonald's and just have one quick meal today because I'm busy, just today, only today, I would do that twice a day for the rest of my life. I can't stop myself from going through a drive-thru. But now that I don't have any drive-thru options, I have to pre-plan my meals.
Uh-huh.
And weirdly, it's where I am right now. I live in a van.
And I have like
down by the river. Don't say down by the river.
This is not a plug, but that's the name of my podcast.
Oh, come on.
I just interview strangers when I travel. It's harder to get people in your van than you think.
That's pretty funny. I love this guy. No. I love Cam F. Awesome. Dude, that's amazing. Okay, too damn funny. So Down by the River is the name of your podcast. Let's give it a proper plug there. Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious.
How about being a spokesperson for...
For veganism.
Yeah, veganism. Vegan athletes.
Oh, I don't like to be one, really. Because I feel like the other vegans, they do a lot of research and they read a bunch of stuff. And my goal is like be happy, win things, be vegan, slightly mention it sometimes. And someone's like, hey, what's your secret? And I'm like, vegan. And they're like, what? Tell me more. And then they're more receptive to listen to what I have to say.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. So when you say tell me more, what would you tell me? So I'm going to be very honest. Right now, we talked with Patrick, you know, and I've been to a few websites. I'm kind of thinking about it. So what would you tell me?
I would say, well, first I'll ask, what would be your reasons for going? Is it health reasons?
Yes. I'm getting older. It's harder for me to maintain weight. My health is not 100%.
You're looking good, though. Looking good.
My health is not 100%, and I think maybe this might help me. So that's the reason.
All right. Well, I would say Forks Over Knives is a good film to watch, and it explains not just food but labels and how the FDA says you can say anything you want in the front of the label, but the nutritional facts, that's the only thing that has to be true.
Right.
And like you see the Pam cooking spray?
Right.
It's zero fat, zero carbs, zero everything, but for 1/8 of a second.
Right.
You're big into science. You literally can't do it for 1/8 of a second, even if you did that.
Exactly. That's the serving, basically. If you were to have a serving size, it'd be 1/8 of a second spray.
So what do you do? You go, and that's like 2 billion calories right there. So when you think, oh, I just had eggs. I don't know how I'm gaining weight. I just have eggs for breakfast. Well, that's like your daily calories in just spray. But that's the kind of things that the film teaches you. It kind of teaches you how to grocery shop. You do the outskirts. You don't need to go down the aisles. Everything down the aisles are canned food, processed, and junk. So you kind of shop around the outskirts.
I probably do that already, you know. I'm talking specifically vegan, you know what I mean, as a lifestyle. I mean, I'm concerned that I don't know if I could make that lifestyle change.
It takes a lot of commitment, and you've got to get into, you've got to have more of a conviction to go completely into the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you said, right, I'm not wearing leather, and then go to the recycled aspect of materials, mm-hmm. and it's really get involved in it to that depth. That's a serious commitment. And once you've been around,
you can go crazy doing that.
I like all of that stuff, though, man. Yeah. All that stuff, I actually like all of that stuff. I actually agree with all that stuff. I just don't know if it's for me.
So okay, we take away all of the things that are.
Here's the thing: what you need to do.
Yeah,
you need to give yourself a. Who lives in your house?
Well, it's not my house. It's my wife's.
Oh, I did a little bit of research. I heard that you're in charge for maybe a few minutes a day.
If that, yeah. Yeah.
What you need to do is ask her, get her permission, and make everything in your house vegan and do a family 28-day challenge. And everything you do, meal prep it. Because people think that eating healthy is expensive. It's not true. Eating conveniently is cheap. And convenience tied together with being cheap is a good deal. You can drive through a drive-thru, go through a drive-thru and get a burger, which has meat, cheese, lettuce, and sauce, bread, all for $1. But if you grocery shop and drop $80 or like 60 pounds, got you, bro.
Thank you.
of groceries, you can eat like a king all week.
I got
you. And it's healthier, but it takes a little bit extra.
It takes planning. So you're saying plan and prep is the key.
Plan and prep. Strategy. Here's the best way to do it.
Strategy.
here's the best way to do it. What I did with my group when I first lost the bet, every Sunday, I had some people come over my house. We'd all go grocery shopping together. We'd throw money in the pot, and everyone shows up with their containers. We cook literally all day. So there's like 2-3 people in the kitchen, other people in the living room play Monopoly. I always win. Jenga, whatever. We exchange back and forth the end of the day of like 8 hours of cooking, which it doesn't feel like that because it's just a hangout.
Yeah.
Everyone gets their containers and we all separate the food. You have all your food you need for the entire week.
So those,
everyone has like 24 meals.
They're the cookathon days that I read about.
Yeah, Sunday cookathon.
All right.
Yeah.
And then I read.
Oh, did research.
Oh, man. Yeah. Here we go. Here's something that I'm still, I've got to ask you because my head's getting messed up. Plant-based Engine 2 compliant dishes. I'm speaking in tongues.
Plant-based Engine 2 compliant dishes.
Hit right. me. Talk to me again. Come, Cam, let me know. What's going on?
It sounds something like a computer would say when the self-destruct mode has been invoked on a spaceship. Just like, plant-based Engine 2 compliant. Now in operation.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
That's the 28-day challenge that which I suggest you do.
Uh-huh.
I suggest everyone do that, even if you have no interest in being vegan, because when I did that, you eat so clean that you learn how to read your body, which sounds a little silly.
No, get that.
When I'm eating clean like that, which I don't always, but if I'm training for a fight or something, I eat clean, you know when your body's craving carbs, when it's craving fats, when it's craving sugar, whatever you need, you know what your body needs.
Okay.
And I did that in 2012. And still to this day, I'm able to understand my body more. And it was only 28 days. I wish I had more vegan information. My research is I tried it. I like how I feel. And that's what I go by. Because there's so much out there of misinformation. And people who want everyone to eat meat will say things bad against veganism. Or people who don't want you to eat meat will say bad things against eating meat. I just tried it. I love it. It made my life happier. It brought me joy. And it brought me that slight moral superiority that I don't mention, but I'm like, I'm doing something good in life because I don't like waking up early on Sundays.
My man.
There you go.
There you go. Hey, listen, that may be the best endorsement I've heard for veganism, period. And it's because you're kind of doing it in a way where you're respecting everybody, but it's really about making yourself happy. And, you know, who can't respect that?
That's true. Right.
You have to. Thanks so much, brother.
Yeah, Cam F. Awesome. Check him out. That podcast again is? Your podcast?
Awesome. It's Down by the River.
Down by the river.
All awesome. Right.
Do you want to set up your child for success? Of course you do. Maybe you want to save money on private tutoring, or maybe it's just out of your budget altogether. Is this a big school year for your child? Like maybe they're starting kindergarten, middle school, or high school, or some other milestone. Maybe your family moved and they're starting at a new school. Is your child ahead? Not getting challenged enough in class? Well, we love that little smarty, but we want them to be engaged. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. There's one site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Kids can use it at home on the computer or on the go through the app on your phone or your tablet. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. And no more trying to figure out how to explain math equations or grammar rules yourself. IXL has built-in explanation videos. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Star Talk Radio listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/StarTalk. Visit IXL.com/StarTalk to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Also, anybody wants to book any school gigs? I'm starting my school tour in July, traveling the country, speaking about appropriate social media use, bullying, social media use, and social and emotional learning.
Okay, where do they get in touch with you? Boom. Where do they get in touch with you?
CelebritySportsSpeaker.com or CamFAwesome.com or at CamFAwesome on all social media platforms.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey, man.
And it's time
again
for us to go to a commercial break.
Yes.
CamFAwesome, thank you once again. Been fabulous. Good luck with your target 2020 vision, Tokyo Olympics. Thank you. Right. We will take a break. When we come back, Karina Inkster.
Inkster.
Vegan fitness coach and vegan nutritionist. This is going to be another interesting, really interesting conversation, and it'll be coming up straight after the break. Welcome back to Playing with Science. Right. Karina Inkster. Vegan fitness coach,
yes.
Vegan nutritionist,
yes,
and someone who is amazing at pull-ups. And Chuck has something I never knew existed, which is pull-up envy.
Yes. So first of all, Karina, thank you and welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me. Super excited.
And secondly, thanks for showing off on your website and your perfect pull-ups. I mean, I've never seen more perfect form. And by the way, she does pull-ups. She does palm-facing chin-ups, which are like a variation of a pull-up. It's not quite a chin-up. It's not quite a pull-up, but your palms are facing each other, okay? And then she does one-handed pull-ups using a towel for stability, which really just made me lose my crap, okay? And so I am envious, and I am jealous, and let's get into some vegan talk here, because that's why you're on the show.
Okay, plant-based diets. Okay, we know guys have gone meat-free. There are pluses. There are some minuses. Can you give us an overview of what the pluses and potential minuses are for anyone thinking, be elite athletes or just guys like Chuck who want to have perfect pull-ups in the gym? Sure.
That's a great question. So my focus is definitely on the strength side of things.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a lot of clients. They're all vegan. They're all around the world. They're all at different levels of strength, of course. So all of my pros for veganism are usually focused around what it can help you with physically in your training. So a lot of professional athletes are actually finding that they can recover more quickly from their training when they go plant-based. And so there's a few pro athletes out there who actually have gone plant-based entirely just for performance reasons. So they feel like they can recover faster from their training, they're not as sore, they're not as inflamed, and it could be because they're eating a lot of antioxidants from plant-based foods, and they're no longer eating pro-inflammatory foods, which are usually dairy and meats.
Right.
That's usually
so at a cellular level, it's down to antioxidants. It's down to less inflammatory product within the system. Have I got that right?
Yes. And so on that note, also on the cellular level or a very small microscopic level,
mm-hmm.
I was just speaking to a gastroenterologist actually for my podcast just 2 days ago. And there's some new research out there that vegans apparently have way healthier gut microbiomes. I mean, who knew, right? This is totally new info.
Uh-huh.
Compared to people who eat animal products. And it's because of the huge variety of plant foods.
Right.
So this gets into, just because you're vegan doesn't mean you're healthy. You could eat Oreos and fries and Skittles and be vegan. And that's all you eat.
Don't say things like that to Chuck.
First
you'll
of
encourage.
I'm giving Chuck some ideas here.
All I'm telling you right now is hallelujah. Okay.
He never thought.
I have found my diet. That is my diet. You've convinced me. I'm going to be.
You're not going to be doing a crap load of pull-ups on that diet, though, I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. First of all, let me just shout out your website, which is KarinaInkster.com. And on Karina's website, people, she has a 10-day free email course on how to go vegan. She has a free 350-item plant-based grocery list, which I think is what a fantastic service that you're doing for people there.
Yeah.
Because that's going to bring me to my next question, which is, what am I going to eat? Karina, what am I gonna eat? They tell me that I shouldn't eat meat. And then they tell me that I gotta cut out the carbs because the pasta and the bread is no good for me because it causes inflammation and it spikes my insulin. And then you come along and say, be a vegan. I can't eat any fish. I can't eat any honey. I can't. What am I gonna eat?
Fair question. Well, okay, so those 350 items are just a start, right? if anyone ever asks, like, hey, so what the hell do vegans even eat? Just say, hey, well, here's the 350 item list to get you started.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. I've been vegan for 16 years.
Okay.
About half my life. But I was vegetarian before that. And so even when I was vegetarian, honestly, I didn't know what half the foods were that I eat now. Like, tempeh and wakame and all these like weird sounding foods that are delicious.
Sounds like something out of Black Panther.
Yeah, right?
Wakame.
All sorts of different cultures and Thai cuisine, Indian cuisine, Afghan cuisine. Like there's so freaking many options. It's amazing. But again, it goes back to that mindset of try not to get into the avoidance mindset. Like what you just said, it's like, oh man, no meat, no fish,
right.
No eggs, right?
Right.
Instead, you want to eat as many new foods to you as you can, pile on as much plant-based food as you can onto your plate. And just think about the abundance, right? There's foods out there, probably hundreds, probably thousands that I haven't tried in 16 years of being vegan.
Yeah, well, so I was, abundant. That's why I did that. Because, you know, I'm kind of joking about the whole thing.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I think there's a lot of people who actually feel that way. Like, you know, what else am I going to eat? What is there left?
Yeah.
But I love the fact that you have this, you know, 350 item grocery list. I think that's a huge, huge like service. So thank you for that.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead, Gary.
With my background in sport, I have not been vegan. So I would look at it from a distance and in my ignorance go, well, is it the diet or did they just up their training regime and therefore they're stronger and this diet stuff is nah, it's not the thing. Is there the psychosomatic? Is that I'm vegan and they convince themselves or talk to me about this, please.
That's a really good question. So honestly, I think we need a ton more peer-reviewed research in this area. So people I've had on my podcast, the dietitians I've been speaking with, sports scientists, it's kind of anecdotal level evidence at this point, right? So people are noticing, oh, hey, I can recover faster. Oh, I have more energy. But there's no longitudinal, super long-term research at this point that really says, hey, you're going to improve your performance on a vegan diet. For a lot of people, it's just the fact that they're thinking about their food more in general, right? Whether it's vegan or not, gotta say. If you're really thinking about your food, you're probably more mindful about, is this really in line with my goals? Is it not? Should I eat this Oreo? Should I not? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So being related to that. There are some physical changes, though, like I mentioned, with the gut microbiome. I mean, that's not something we have control over. On a conscious level, like all the little microorganisms hanging out in our intestinal tract, right? So changes like that are very interesting, along with lowered cholesterol and possibly recovering faster with antioxidants. But there are a lot of athletes out there who kind of use themselves as case studies. So I know a couple of people who are vegan, but they've tried different types of vegan diets. So like higher carbs, lower protein, higher protein, lower carbs. And they're just kind of doing experiments on themselves. But what we really need is a large body of research. And this is such a new area. We don't really have that yet. So yeah, sure. A lot of it could be mental. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who feel like they have something to prove. Like there's still this BS myth out there. Like, oh, vegans are super weak. They're not getting enough protein. Everyone cares about protein when you tell them you're vegan for whatever reason.
All of a sudden, it's all about protein. You know,
yeah.
Like, how are you getting your protein?
right? And so there's still people out there who feel like they've got something to prove by being a vegan athlete. And that probably has a mental boost on some level to their performance.
Probably.
So I think a lot of different, there's a lot of different aspects to that.
Absolutely. That's how my marriage has survived 22 years, is that my wife keeps trying to prove to everybody that I was the right thing to do. So
nice.
I'm going to milk it to as long as I can, Karina.
There's a question in there, sure. Karina mentioned, that you've never had. Should I eat this Oreo or not?
Listen, that is not, those are not questions that we ask. Some things are just beyond knowing. Let me ask you this. Is there a prescription that you can give us for making a transition into becoming vegan if somebody's just thinking about it? Or is this something where you have to jump in both feet first? I mean, everybody can always do a trial thing, okay? Like
sure.
You could... you know, you can say, well, I'm going to try it for 4 weeks. Now, Patrick, that's what he told us. Like, he tells people, try it for 4 weeks, because that's about enough time for you to get the idea of what your lifestyle would be and whether or not it's for you. Are there any other ways to make a transition with something like, paring down your diet, or, you know, just an elimination process? Or, is there any way you go about this that you would recommend for people different ways?
That's a really good question. So I have in my 10-day online course a meal-by-meal approach. So what I normally do with my clients is start with your breakfast.
Mm.
So we're going throughout the day here. We're not going a length of time like a month. We're not going all in necessarily all at once. We're going by time of day. So what do you normally eat for breakfast? Okay, let's veganize that. And let's do that for a month. Just your breakfast. Don't care about the other stuff. And at that point, you don't have to think about your breakfast anymore. Then you move on to lunch. Okay, so how are we going to veganize your lunch? Then
wow.
You go to dinner.
Smart.
You don't even have to think about your first, half of your day by that point. And you've got your snacks, and you've got your pre and post workout if you're an athlete.
Brilliant.
And you're good. Then you're plant-based.
That is a brilliant approach. Do you know why? It is directly tied to your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Because no matter who you are, you eat a certain way. So instead of trying to change all at once, what you're doing is you're attacking it from the lifestyle perspective.
People talk about being energized. People talk about having more strengths. How come? How by changing what I eat? Surely it's got to be, I go back to the training regime, what I'm doing. How come? It's all because of stuff I'm sticking in my face.
Yeah, right. You know what's missing in most people's diets? Apparently 97% of Americans are deficient in this. Any guesses?
Chocolate.
I'm going to say anything.
chocolate,
yeah. I'm going to say anything green.
Very good guess. And it's in things that are green, and it's fiber. Mm. So apparently almost every person in North America is not hitting the fiber needs, including athletes, including everybody. Just population-wide, we are not getting enough fiber.
Right.
Now, if you're a vegan, all you eat is plants. You're getting a crap load of fiber just by being vegan, assuming you're not sitting there just eating Oreos and nothing else.
Yeah.
Or chips.
Looking at
whatever.
You. I know. Looking at
right?
you.
Yeah, you can look at me all you want. Wait, right now I just wish I had a thing of Oreos a sleeve of Oreos.
I'd see you if it wasn't for that box of Oreos
exactly.
just sat behind. Yeah.
But go ahead.
So a lot of it has to actually do with the different types of nutrients that you are now eating. It's a very different diet. You're getting the fiber you need. Your digestive tract is working a lot better now, which is important for athletes too. You're getting a lot more antioxidants from plants. Let's assume that you're eating mostly whole foods,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not 100% got to eat only whole foods and nothing else, but 85% of the time.
Right.
So you're getting antioxidants, which potentially help you recover faster from your training, which means you can then go train some more, which is kind of how steroids work.
Yeah.
It's just recover super fast, go train some more.
Yeah.
So there's a potential performance benefit there.
Right.
And strength, honestly, I feel like we need more people like Patrick in the vegan world. There's tons of professional endurance vegan athletes out there, Brendan Brazier, triathletes, marathon runners. And the vegan strength world is there. I've got power lifters who are competing on a national level. We have Robert Cheek, who's a very well-known bodybuilder. So he's like on the physique stage. But when you think about real professional vegan athletes, the strength world still needs to be populated some more.
We got to introduce, we've got to meet the 11 of the Titans in the NFL.
Nice.
Went vegan last season.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they're all linemen.
They did it as a team thing? Wow.
Right. So they said the thing I had, one of the guys I was reading his interview said, I lost so much weight. I went from 300 pounds to 265. And I'm thinking, this vegan diet's great. It's cost me my job.
Hey, that's actually a really, really good point. So, and especially with guys and especially with athletes, because generally men need more calories than women do just because of body size. And if you're an athlete, whether you're vegan or not, you need a lot of calories. So this is an excellent point actually for your listeners to hear, because vegan food, if it's whole food, let's just assume mostly healthy whole foods, it's very nutrient dense, but it is not calorie dense.
Right.
So if you're someone who needs to eat 4,000 calories a day because you're an athlete and you're 300 pounds, you probably need to eat more actually, probably like 500 calories a day. Or I mean, 5,000 calories.
5,000, yeah.
That is a huge volume of vegan whole foods, right? So it actually will probably feel like you're eating a lot more, like your plate is three times the size. I mean, if you have a salad the size of your torso, it's like 300 calories. And if you have a tiny little piece of steak, it's the same.
Right.
So, right, it's kind of like, where are your calories coming from? And it's a bit of a shift for a lot of people, especially athletes, because the food is now very nutrient dense, which is perfect. It's going to help you with your recovery, your training, fueling, but it's not super calorie dense. So as using myself as an example, when I trained clients in person at a gym, I did that for 7 years before I went totally online. I was, you know, walking around a gym, demoing exercises 8 to 10 hours a day. I was on about 3,500 calories because I'm also doing my own training on top of that. So that's not insane. You know, if you compare that to someone who's a football player on 5,000 calories, it's still a decent chunk of food. But even at that level, 3,500-ish calories a day of healthy vegan food, I'm pretty much stuffing my face all day. Like people at the gym knew me as, oh yeah, she's eating again. It's like her fourth lunch. No big deal.
Wow.
You know? You're already halfway there.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Because you're always thinking of food.
You're damn right I am. I'm well, hungry. This conversation is making me hungry.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're the perfect vegan like test specimen.
I'm serious. I'm thinking about it. I'm gonna look at your 10-day thing. I told my wife it was a 10-day challenge, but it really isn't. But I'm
Well, you can make it a challenge for yourself.
That's true. I can. But I also loved your approach in that you do it on a meal by meal transition. I think that is the most brilliant strategy that anyone has ever said publicly, and I've had people say a lot of ways to go vegan, but no one has ever said it meal by meal. I think that's brilliant.
Okay, Patrick earlier in the show, and thank you for giving young Chuck some advice there. He needs guidance.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Patrick talked about the bump in the road, you know, from day one to maybe a month later and feeling the benefits, the not so much pain, not so much better recovery, energy, strength and stuff. What is the main or most common bump in the road people experience? Because it's not all roses and there's the odd thorn. So where is it hidden?
So what we just talked about with the calories is usually the bump in the road for athletes. They're like, oh my God, I need to eat so freaking much food now. It's kind of ridiculous. And of course, it becomes your new normal at some point.
Yeah.
But it's the unintentional weight loss. So, you know, someone who weighs 300 pounds because they have to for their job, then goes to 260, not because they wanted to, it's because of their diet changes. So that can take some figuring out. So now you're creating 1,000 calorie smoothies that you never had before. Other bumps in the road are cravings. So psychologically, man, I miss cheese, which is honestly the most common one that I hear in my clients anyway.
Yeah.
They're all around the world and they all say cheese. I don't know what it is about cheese. Apparently it has some kind of addictive properties to it. I don't know if that's legit or not.
Oh, it really does. Are you kidding me? Sometimes I melt it and put it in a syringe and just mainline it, right? Okay, I'm joking. Go ahead.
That's what I would do with chocolate. I may or may not. So, you know, it could be a psychological thing. It could be, wow, I kind of just miss this food because it's something I enjoyed. And I have to tell you guys, I didn't go vegan because I didn't like the taste of meat or cheese or eggs. I didn't go vegan saying, man, I don't like these foods. I had my ethical reasons, health reasons, environmental reasons.
Right.
So it's part of the deal. I don't think about it anymore. It's been so long and there's so many amazing options like the Beyond Burgers now, Impossible Burgers, cheese options that are plant-based. So we got options now. 16 years ago, people didn't even know what vegan meant. They were like, hey, do you want a salad with chicken on it? Like, is that vegan?
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. Super cool. All right, we got
to
go.
We have to.
Oh, my God. You
Karina
are just,
Insta, thank you.
You're a delight.
Thank
you're a delight.
You. Thank
website
you.
Website awesome. Again is?
KarinaInkster.com.
You got that right.
Yes. Hey, I'm going to check back with you. I'm going to let you know how this is going, all right?
Please do. Yeah, absolutely. Any questions, if your listeners want to get in touch, KarinaInkster.com is hub of all things vegan and science-based and badassery. So,
and your podcast.
Sure, get in touch anytime.
And your podcast is called?
It is called the No BS Vegan. I don't know if you guys have a rated E podcast or not, because it's really the No Bullshit Vegan. But
that'll do. That'll work.
That works,
yeah.
For us.
That works for us. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, lots of science-based info. I'm really not into a lot of the pseudoscience that's around veganism and within veganism. So there's a lot kind of BS that needs to be busted. So I'm doing my little part there.
All right. All right, vegan myth buster. We
Thank
love
you.
It.
Yeah. Best of luck with everything. And I mean, if anybody listens to this show and they're saying, you know what, Chuck, Gary, love you. Hopefully that's what they say.
Yeah.
But I'm having me a big juicy steak tomorrow and I don't care. I'm good with that.
Yeah, good for you.
But if listening to our show today has helped you think in a different way, challenged a convention, then you know what, we're pretty cool with that. Because there's a movement, that Game Changer movie that James Cameron's involved in, that Patrick was on. I think that's going to make people sit down and think. That movement is getting such a real pace.
Super cool, man.
It is.
All right. Well, that's it. I'm off to go have some Oreos.
Again. Right. That is our plant-based athletes. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's a food for thought. Pun intended, of course.
I see what you did there.
You did, didn't you? Good man. Right, I'm Gary O'Reilly.
And I'm Chuck Nice.
And we're not vegan yet, but we might well be next time you hear us. Bye for now.
Wish you could listen to Star Talk commercial-free? Join Star Talk on Patreon for as little as $5 per month, and the ads will disappear. Learn more at patreon.com/StarTalkRadio.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.